Los Angeles. Nearly 30 years after his death, Nigerian music legend Fela Anikulapo Kuti has made history by becoming the first African to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammy Awards. The honor was announced at a ceremony in Los Angeles, held ahead of the 68th annual Grammy Awards. Fela, who died in 1997, was recognized for his groundbreaking contribution to music and culture, as well as his enduring global influence. Family members and close associates were present to accept the award on his behalf, describing the moment as both joyful and long overdue. For Fela's family, the recognition is seen as an opportunity to introduce his music and ideas to a new generation. His daughter, Yenny Kuti, said the family was happy that his work was finally being acknowledged at such a level, while also noting that he was never nominated for a Grammy during his lifetime. She described the award as meaningful, even if it arrived far later than it should have. Renowned Nigerian artist Lemi Garioku, who designed many of Fela's iconic album covers, called the moment historic and symbolic. He said the recognition underlined how much more African artists often have to do to gain global acknowledgement, adding that it was powerful to see an African name honored in such a prestigious category. Those closest to Fela believe awards were never his motivation. He was driven by music, ideas, and the desire to speak directly to people. While he may have acknowledged the broader importance of the honor, his focus in life remained firmly on social impact rather than global acclaim. Born in 1938 in Ogun State, Nigeria, Fela trained in music in London before returning home to develop Afrobeat, a revolutionary sound blending African rhythms with jazz, funk, and soul. His work later laid the foundation for modern Afrobeats, now one of the world's fastest-growing music genres. Beyond music, Fela was a fierce critic of military rule, corruption, and injustice in Nigeria. His songs became protest anthems, and his activism often put him in direct conflict with the authorities. Despite repeated arrests and violent crackdowns, he remained defiant, eventually becoming a global symbol of artistic resistance. Today, his influence can be felt across generations of musicians worldwide. Through initiatives like the New Africa Shrine and the annual Celebration Festival, his family continues to preserve and promote his legacy.